The increasing competitive global business environment and technological revolution surrounding the globe is prompting organizations to adopt robust HRIS solutions. Human resource managers have begun to see the possibility of new applications for their HRIS systems. The idea was to integrate many of the different human resource functions from this context. Thus, it has become gradually important for global business organizations to step out from their traditional ways of using human resource information systems and imbibe on technologies which equip them with the latest in the market and the business place. This includes latest technologies and analytics, which would carry forward the businesses in a strategic fashion and propagate them into the future. With HR taking the role of strategic partner, the HR leaders are constantly embracing themselves with the latest technologies so as to ensure that the human capital is productive and is at par with the other organizations in the industry. Thus, they are in the process of building strategic and technological solutions to improve the productivity and performance. Everything nowadays is becoming intelligent and computerized, especially when it comes to human resource information systems. The HR managers have to be aware about how the system could perform well, at least for some minor things like the payroll and the compensation. Hence, information technology plays a vital role for any department, especially the HR department in any organization. As we've come to know, these days human resource managers are using the third generation of human resource information systems. This third generation has a feature-rich, broad-based, and self-contained human resource information set of activities, with technology affecting each and every sphere of work and workspace in the business environment. It has also impacted the human resource management department as well. Today, HRM have become an integral part of the business with the role of a strategic partner in the organization. So, in order to enhance the robustness of the HRIS applications, the organizations focus on improved reporting and processing that will be realized from the cutting-edge refinements in the upcoming systems. Therefore, organizations have realized the growing necessity of technologies in leveraging the human resource management functions for intensifying competition, managing the global workforce, and to improve HR service delivery with the essential function of saving costs. Thus, these are the reasons that most organizations choose to implement a flexible and a new human resource information system. From the context of creating robustness in the HRIS solutions, we need to understand that the emerging need of a high-impact digital HR needs to force the organization and HR leaders to turn to investing in the HR technologies to improve the HR's experience in business. So the role of HR has shifted from a transactional HR to a transformational human resource system, wherein the technology-centric human resource is able to provide modernized workforce solutions to achieve enriched employee experience and improved sustainable performance. A key factor to consider the new HRIS is most likely to affect the company in a much more deeper manner. It will challenge the operating structure and principles of all the HR-related departments. So to create robustness, the most essential element is to make an attempt to integrate the HRIs with the other existing applications to make it an integrated system. An integrated HRI system results in a drastically different environment than a cluster of related but separate systems. The core concept of a centralized data store inherent with an HRIS demands integrated work processes for consistently managing the data store. Thus, technology and human resource management have a wide and a deep range of impact upon each other, and therefore the human resource professional should be eligible to adopt technologies that allow re-engineering of the human resource actions. It should also be prepared to maintain organizationally and work project changes which are caused by technology, as well as be able to maintain a proper managerial climate for innovative and knowledge-based systems to be a part of the organization. The two attributes, centralized data storage and integrated work processes, will deeply affect the organization in ways most managers do not expect. Therefore, the role of human resource technology is not limited to the routine activities, but it also supports a strategic role in the organizational growth and business development. HRIs will have to take these things into consideration if the organization has to grow. Human resources will thus have to leverage technology to manage the organization's growth. It also has to manage the human capital, wherein the technology-enabled HR will take the core competency stage in the organization. The global view on technology integration in HR spaces concentrates on the issue of productivity, wellness, flexible workforce, performance review, talent management, user experience, innovation, digitization, automation, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, data analytics, and the HR technology. So these are some of the important areas and functionalities which need to be taken into consideration in order to build a robust system. Technology today, thus, is about speedy access to accurate current content and information. It is also seen as the ability to access this information via multiple systems, which gives organizations a strategic edge over its competitors. In this context, it is important and critical to note that the term systems does not just refer to hardware and software as stated earlier as well. Therefore, technology performing its role as one of the core competencies. Now, this has become a critical and a crucial factor for the survival of any organization in today's rapidly changing world. Thus, the systems need to include the people, the policies, the procedures, and data required to manage the HR function. Thus, technology and human resource management department have a wide range of impact on each other. They allow for the re-engineering of the HR action. They need to be prepared to maintain the organization's needs. Thus, in reality, computer technology is not the key of being successful at managing human resource information system, but what it does so well is the provision of a powerful tool for operationalizing the information. This means the information needs to be made easier to obtain and spread, that is the dissemination process, thus resulting in ensuring that it is specific to the organization's HR policies and the practices. A sound HRI system accommodates the assimilation and integration of HR policies and procedures in a seamless fashion. If the data required to produce the necessary information have been recorded and maintained appropriately, all reports can be generated with ease. Therefore, organizations have realized the growing necessity of technologies in leveraging the HRM functions for intensifying competition, managing the global workforce, and to improve HR service delivery with the element of cost savings. The information and communication technology hence enables innovative ways of carrying out routine organizational tasks via the power of virtual work environments, the cloud computing processes, artificial intelligence processes, and so on. So it becomes important not only executive management should have access to the human resource information, but also the operational managers who have a need to access the human resource data relevant to their sphere of responsibilities. Transition into a new topic for this particular chapter, that is the processing of transactions in the HRIS systems. So the processing of transactions in the HRIS systems include procedures and guidelines which should be located on the organization's intranet or a cloud support which is provided by the vendors, if any, thereby providing access to the employees. With the internet revolution happening in the mid-90s, we have come to see the emergence of web-based technologically enabled functions of HRM, specifically for recruitment, payroll, performance management, and training and development as well, wherein all the routine functions of the HRM are carried out virtually. Therefore, the internet-enabled HRM, also termed as eHRM, has become the fulcrum of the human capital management solutions. Displays on the internet or intranet are usually supplemented with circulars, forms, checklists, templates, and guidance material to assist users when entering the data. They also assist in the completeness, accuracy, and management of information. The internet technologies allow the organizations to process HRM applications over their corporate intranets, which allow the HRM department in turn to provide information services to their employees. The concerned HRM department can provide round-the-clock services to a large number of its employees and internal customers. Technology is feasibly considered to be the greatest driver for workplace change because of its impact on the work itself. The very nature of workplace is being changed by the collective usage of the current technologies like the smartphones, social media, cloud-based applications, artificial intelligence, to name a few. Now, these contemporary technologies basically help an organization to perform routine work schedules, as well as to collaborate with open workspaces or work-from-home environment, or even for that matter, a virtual workplace. With the internet taking the center stage today, organizations will be able to empower themselves to effectively manage their workplace, reducing operational costs and the time to a very large extent with increased collaborative workplaces. And thus, the internet can be very well act as a catalyst for distinctive enhancements in managing human resources by realizing the highest human potential. They also are instrumental in increasing the levels of employee engagement and thus boosting employee productivity to to meet organizational goals. This results in a faster spread or a dissemination of information for timely action through appropriate decision making. Intranets as well as the powerful internet presence can result in the collection of information online from employees for inputs to their personal data and information in their files. As discussed earlier, we have come to know that the information technology is critical and crucial to enable organizations to deliver state-of-the-art performance and HR services and a reduction in the cost. This will enable organizations to be performance enriched and competitive. Thus, in this age of information technology, it's going to lead to more efficient management of human resources. In this context, the researchers have identified the use of the intranet, and web-based technologies to augment and enhance the functionality of the human resources. Employees thus can easily download instructions to get the required information. People from the human resource department that work for the organization are thus concerned with how many people and departments would be managed in an effective and an efficient manner. The organizations thus tend to communicate policies and procedures through a robust network of intranet and the internet. In the 90s, organizations used the internet and web technologies for a myriad of human resource activities, such as managing payroll, employee directories, and also for communicating with employees. I remember the times that I used to work for a prominent organization in IT and ITES, where we had a basic yet a very robust internet service. Those were the days when the internet was coming into prominence and the social media was still not invented. But nevertheless, a lot of basic functionality was taken care by the basic intranet, which was supported by the HRI systems. Today, as we know, the web technologies, the social media, the internet has all matured, and organizations are in the process of enthusiastically adopting and adapting to more and more of HRM functions, because the internet has made it very simple and connected. The information and communication technology enables innovative ways of carrying out routine organizational tasks via the power of the virtual environment. It is also important for the organizations to ensure that information on the intranet is up to date, as the documents are generally only reviewed when they are considered as a priority topic. So keeping the intranet updated along with updation of the several modules relating to HRIS is critical task of the people who man the systems. Here we continue our discussion on the topic related to the processing of transactions in the HRI system. The last major wave of implementing standardized solutions was at the turn of the new millennium, with the development of things like the cloud computing, social media, rising need for artificial intelligence. The HRIS picture and landscape has also changed substantially. Since then, the organization's budgets for new IT projects have dropped drastically, even while the demands for information technology have grown incredibly. Today, there is a new concept which is called as the Internet of Things, or IoT, which is going to be the future of HRIS. The internet working of physical devices and smart devices, the connectivity that it provides with the buildings and other entities, like its embedding with the electronics, the software, the sensors, and network connectivity would enable the Internet of Things objects to collect and exchange information. The IoT devices, like the smartphones, tablets, laptops, etc., are considered as connected devices wherein information can be easily stored, transferred, or retrieved at the same time. The smart devices using the sensors would also augment or enhance the functioning of the human resource information systems, thus resulting in efficient flowing of information, processing of transactions, and faster decision making. According to a leading market research global firm Gartner, there would be 25 billion connected things in use by the 2025 year. So the applications must be able to call up their information in real time, which is provided by the current technologies. They can react flexibly thus to the markets that are growing more quickly all the time. This can be achieved only if existing applications are integrated and modernized. In this context, the Internet of Things is all set to transform not only life at home and the workplace, but also life everywhere. Internet of Things will set up the ecosystem for the organization to connect, track, and measure the effectiveness and efficiency of the information that passes through the digital work environment, and would enable the employers and employees to make appropriate human resource decisions to benefit the organizational growth with the availability of easy and cost-effective employee data. As the businesses are moving towards a quantified workplace where the decisions are made on data analytics, the IoT technology helps in quantifying the employee work, focusing on productivity, the wellness, the efficiency, and thus improving the work environment. The HR technology and innovation are thus at the forefront of the technological evolution, and IoT is one aspect of an explosion in the technology that will no doubt dominate more of the budgets and the mindsets of the human resource information systems departments in the foreseeable future. Therefore, it is very much of significance for the human resource professionals to understand the role that transactions play in the HRI system of the internet, as well as web-based technological devices, which are backed up by the internet and the Internet of Things, which in the future is going to revolutionize the management of the human capital in the digital workplace environment and the digital business operations in an effective manner. In this context, providers must offer their customers integrated applications that are customized for their needs, which are developed in close consultation with the internal and external customers. A commercial enterprise's competitiveness thus depends on its ability to stay at the top through the use of innovation and creativity. Organizations must be able to react ever more quickly to increasing corporate demands, such as short product lifetimes and greater innovation speeds. This desire to quantify, measure, and monitor transactions has created an entire industry of HRIS vendors. The market for transactional-based HRIS applications industries will increase exponentially in the near future with the incorporation of technologies such as the big data analytics, cloud computing, real-time artificial intelligence, and IoT. The integration of IoT and HRM will help to develop a quantified employee where the IoTs will collect data through sensing. To measure and monitor every aspect of the employee experience which can be observed varying from their movements, behaviors, emotions, etc. Thus, the processing of transactions in the HRI system of today would require a single view of all information which is relevant to the organization. Well, with this slide, we have reached an end to this particular chapter, where we've taken a look at the various ways, means, and techniques of management of information in an HRI system. In this particular chapter, we've essentially taken a look at how we go about analyzing the needs of a modern HRI system, primarily because of the existing competition and the need for organizations to create more functional flows of information. We've also looked at the essentials of information retrieval in the human resource information systems, various aspects related to the processing as well as the retrieving of valuable data and information have been discussed over here. The next part, we have gone ahead and discussed the creation of robust HRI solutions. With the advent of the internet as well as the web-based functionalities, this has become pretty critical for the current organizations. Last but not least, we have gone ahead and taken a look at the essentials of information retrieval in human resource information systems. Here we've seen the need for systems to accept more robust data, process it properly, and get it retrieved for the various functions to be performed. Well, we have completed our discussions of this chapter in a detailed fashion, and we are going to begin our discussions on chapter number 3 with the title of Application of HRIs for Strategic Processes. Thank you.